That's where the new book, How to Become a Hindu, is so wonderful, because it shows that someone actually maybe already is a Hindu and didn't know it. It has a little test within it that shows the structure and beliefs of all the religions, and you can check off, I believe this, I don't believe that, I used to believe this. And you can analyze who you are and know who you are, whether you're Buddhist or Jewish or Hindu. And it's very surprising. And many Indian scholars and Shankaracharyas and very important people from India, other parts of the world, Sri Lanka and all, have said this is just the wonderful book to make a Hindu a better Hindu. And all of the non-Hindu people, scholars and professors and eminent people, said this is a wonderful book for the Western people to become a Hindu. So it is a historic event documented in the book, How to Become a Hindu, because it has all of your testimonies of how you became Hindus at a certain psychological time in your life, which we thank you for, and they were beautifully written. And the Vasanadaha Tantra detaches emotion from the memory. If you have a memory in your mind, which you all do, that memory is registered in the Akashic record. And it's just sitting there. But if the memory and the emotion that created the memory, then it vibrates. It has sound and it has color. It just keeps vibrating. And it just pops up in your mind occasionally, and you push it back. And it pops up, and you push it back. Well, as soon as you defuse it, it no longer has sound and color. It just sits there like black and white, like a black and white picture. It doesn't pop up anymore, but it's still there. You can go to it if you want to and revisit that incident, but it has no effect upon your astral body, your emotions, just sitting there like an old black and white movie that you might see that was created 30 years ago. The actors, actresses are all dead. They're only alive on the screen. And it doesn't have any impact in your life. Whereas a color movie today, where the actors and actresses are all alive, you tune into their minds, it has an impact in your life. So that's the value of the Vasanadaha Tantra. And actually, yesterday, I did a lot of writing yesterday evening on the Vasanadaha Tantra, the Maha One, for the new book that we're just completing in the next 2 days called Living with Shiva. We've been working very, very hard on this now for 2 months. Living with Shiva will be 1,200 pages, and we're just completing it. It's 365 daily lessons. It's based around the yamas and niyamas, the restraints and observances that are the fundamentals of how to live a life, a good life on planet Earth, whether you're a Hindu or you're not a Hindu. If you live a good life like that and believe in karma and reincarnation, obviously you're Hindu.